you are, my lovely, but that's the lot. No more peanuts left for you now.
Henry, yeah. I think we should go home. I think it's going to rain.
Oh, very well, my dear.
Oh, Henry, what about the parcel? And the one that nice man left on the bench?
Well, he said he'd come back for it. Perhaps I should give it to the park keeper.
Oh, he was such a nice man, wasn't he? Oh, but you didn't really see him. You were so busy feeding the pigeons.
Yeah.
Oh, Henry, I don't think you'd like to lose the parcel.
Well, we'll walk out the park past the keeper. I'll tell him. I mean, we can't take the parcel ourselves, can we now? Here, take my arm, dear. Funny, I didn't get a good look at him, but I'm sure I've seen him before. Somewhere.
Oh, Henry, I do think you should go back, boy. It'll get wet.
Very well, dear. You stay here. I don't need the umbrella. Here we are. Must be a clock inside or something. Well, tuck it under my arm and... No.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
tick, tock, dead.
Sam, boy, cut it short, will you? You'll have Johnny leaving for France right now.
Okay, Lee. I'll give you the details some other time, but boy, you should have seen this guy.
So, he owned 14 Greek tankers. You should have played him a lot.
Well, I did for a while, until I saw his wife and 8 kids. Then I thought, this one is not for me.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back, Sam. Or did I say that yet?
You said it, but I like hearing it. You know, it's great to be back. When I left Saint-Tropez, I thought, well, I wanted that vacation to go on forever.
So who wouldn't? Hey, did you really do Paris right? What was the Lido like?
Oh,
I heard tell from the Mac
Nicholson. Some other time, Johnny. Okay for dinner tonight, Sam? Just the three of us? Like before?
Sure. Thanks.
Ooh, how can you be working here?
The dust helps you concentrate. You can even write clues in it.
What?
And fresh air blows your brains out of your ears.
Has he been bad while I've been away?
Sam, let's say his humor has gotten to sub-college standard. I have yet to see the brains he just mentioned. And the coffee he makes is,
It's amazing how the team falls to pieces when I'm on vacation. Okay, coffee first. Then I'd better get busy on the files, huh?
Yeah, you do that, Sam.
Yeah, can I come in and hold your hand?
No, I am back at work, remember?
Hey, doesn't she look dizzy? Great to have her back, huh?
Why did Connolly of Narcotics ring?
Oh, he wants an identification from me. They've picked up a couple of guys.
Who? Marchetti and Bingham?
How did you know?
They were about due for another stretch. Time was ripe for them to make a boo-boo. Fall into Connolly's lap.
Anyway, he's got them down there. Bingham's had a facelift, but Connolly's sure it's him. He wants me to help identify.
Boys are getting clever. Fingerprints?
No, they had a scrape job. At least Bingham's had one. Only 3 points identifiable now. They need 7, as you know.
So?
So, I know Bingham rather intimately, as if you didn't know.
Yeah, that was quite a case. Neither of them was as stupid then. All right, you better get down to Connolly.
Ah, monsieur.
Café. Oh, thanks, Fifi. Well, let me take in the newscast before I go down.
Johnny?
Thank you.
Please?
No, no, thanks.
Sugar?
Thanks.
Hi there, folks. This is your mid-morning newscaster, Fred Corby, reporting. This station covers the nation. Remember that tag, folks? Right, Central Park, 9:15 a.m. A bomb exploded this morning, killing a man identified as Henry T. Carter. A woman was severely injured, his wife. Police spokesmen say the bomb was deliberately planted with the couple, both in their 60s. No others injured, and the culprit has yet to be found. And, folks, we'll feed you more about this as it comes to us, so stay tuned to the station that covers the nation. In Washington today, the State Department has refuted allegations that our forces in Vietnam were given the go-ahead on suppressing behind lines incitement by all available means. Our correspondents...
I better get down to Connolly.
Lee?
It won't come to us unless they ask us in, Sam. It's police investigation.
What? Why would someone do that? Leave a bomb with two old people like that?
Or with anyone.
Huh. Well, a killer is a killer.
Is a killer. Mm-hmm. I know. Gee, I hate hearing about things like that. I suppose they were just feeding the pigeons or something. Two innocent people. And then...
Yeah, we're even tougher on the wife now, at her age, facing the world alone. Johnny, get back as soon as you can.
Sure. See you both.
Sam?
Okay, Lee. Sorry, I guess I really am back in, huh? Gee, over there, well, it was another world. No worries.
Yeah, I know.
You come back, pick up the paper. Someone's been bumped off a train accident. A knifer's cut someone up. Someone's just gone to the chair. There's... Oh,
yeah, I know,
also...
Sam. And an old couple get a bomb left with them. In our line, and you've been with Johnny and me long enough, Sam.
Yeah.
In our line, you've got to shake these things off. Get me?
Sure, I know. Samantha Darlington, the vacation's over.
That's right. You're back in business.
What you want, Sam? Close.
I won't keep you long. I want to buy something. I'm leaving town tonight. It's presidency.
Well, come in, but hurry. I'm closed already. You want to buy something?
Yeah, an alarm clock. A good one. The clock, it must be small.
I can show you what I have. I have some good little clocks here. What price were you thinking?
Oh, about, say, $8-$10.
Then this one will be the one, I think. Let me show you.
I want to hear the alarm. Yeah, I want a strong alarm. One that'll, won't let me down.
You said it was for a present?
Yeah, sure. Well, my friend really likes to get woken up in the morning, you see.
Of course, in this day and age, one must be on time for things. Let me set the alarm. It's handmade, huh? It's a good clock. 2-year guarantee. $9.50.
Okay. Yeah, I've... got it exactly.
Thank
you. The alarm won't let me down. You sure?
You heard it for yourself, my friend. I will wrap it for you.
No, I'll take it as it is. It's small enough. It'll go into my pocket. Well, thanks.
I have some pretty wrapping paper. You say it is...
No, it'll be okay. Thanks.
Everyone is always in a hurry. I wonder so much he wanted the very strong alarm.
The master's office, good morning. Oh, who? Oh, yeah, Jake. Oh, I'm fine, thanks. And you? Uh-huh. Well, yeah, no. Yeah, he's in. Want me to put you through to him? Okay. Oh, no. Not another one. Huh? Two men killed. Yeah, I'll put you through to Lee, Jake.
What do you make of it, Johnny?
Exactly what you do. This was part of the timing mechanism of the bomb. The timing that set off the explosion. But I can't pick out the... Well, it's just a fused chunk of metal here.
Not exactly, Johnny. Since Jake called us in to assist homicide, I think we should use our heads a little before someone else goes up in smoke.
Yeah, I'm not with you.
We need to work fast. Now use your eyes, Johnny. In your hands you hold a clock. The whole thing's fused together, melted down. It was close to the explosion. It should have been blown to pieces, but it wasn't. Don't ask me why. This clock was picked out of the remains of the cab in which those two guys died this morning. Now look at the back of the clock, if you can make it out, Johnny.
Well, this side is pure metal, and here must be the front where the glass is fused. Well, it's also squashed in, Lee.
Give it here. What are the points of my fingers touching? Not a break in the metal?
Hang on. Yeah, just move your fingers. Yeah, it's something very small. Barely legible. I don't know how you picked it up, Lee. You got a glass there, Jake? I want it magnified.
Yeah, sure. Come on over.
Okay. Yeah, a bit of metal is folded over. Looks like initials ending in V. Yeah, there's something V, minutely inscribed in the back here. So now, Lee?
Simple. Go find me a watchmaker, Johnny, who initials what he makes, whose surname begins with a V, somewhere in New York. What makes a man tick, Sam?
You should know the answer to that one.
In a way, yeah. Sometimes it takes an opposite to read someone.
I'm with you, Lee. What kind of man?
Guy who plants bombs. Well?
This is a toughie. Well, I'd say he's a killer, obviously. But he does it from a distance. Either because he doesn't want to, well, get his hands dirty, or because he doesn't want to witness the actual killing. Check?
Check. Go on.
I see this guy is hating someone, people, so much that he literally wants them blown off the face of the earth, wiped out, no trace left. He must have a lot of hate in him. Maybe a grudge.
Uh-huh.
And from what you, Jake, and Johnny tell me, he's good with his hands. He knows clocks, wiring, explosive mechanisms. He won't be a fool, Lee.
Yeah. Well, your vacation's done you some good, Sam. One point you've missed. Where would he get the explosives?
You tell me that.
He used gelignite, so the experts tell me. First in Central Park, then in a cab. Where would he get it from?
Well, you've had a checklist sent out.
Yeah, as soon as I know what it was, blew him up. Mining? Quarry blasting? The army? Well, there's a lot to check. No call back from Johnny yet?
No, Lee.
Yeah, some legwork, which I can't do. So, we sit and wait.
Yeah.
Boy, sharp, those continental smokes, huh?
Yeah. Want me to phone Tomlinson again and check on the connection between the old guy and the two blown up in the cab?
Yeah, you do that, Sam.
All right.
When you're through, ring homicide. See if Jake and the boys or Johnny have found that clockmaker I want.
Mr. Eric Veland, this is my ID.
This is the FBI? You think I have made trouble?
No, sir. But we want your help. This is Officer Gurney of Homicide. We're investigating something, Mr. Veland. You recognize this?
But what is this? This is a lump of... No, wait. Let me hold it. This was a clock. You know that?
We know that. It got this way from an explosion. Look at this mark here, Mr. Veland. Here. Incised here. Better use a magnifying glass. I had to. Although my boss detected it with his fingertips.
Wait. I can tell you what that is. This is mine.
Huh?
At least I made this. This is... should be E.V. Erik Veland. That is me. I made this.
Okay. Who did you sell it to?
Oh, my friend. That is not so easy. I have here several of this kind. Let me show you. You see, there are two left. I had three, four, five of them.
When did you sell them?
Wait. Yes, it was recently. No, the first one was 3 months ago, I think, to a lady for her husband. And then one, no, two, to the same man, quite recently. Over, I think, the last few days.
Who was he?
It was a cash sale. I did not know his name.
Describe him to us fast.
Well, now, he came in first 3 days ago for the present, he said. He wanted an alarm clock with a strong alarm, he said. And then he came again for one more. How he looked. Well, he was quite big, with brown hair.
You've given all that to Jake?
Yeah, Lee. It's not much to go on, is it?
Medium height, dark brown hair, receding, bad teeth, big ears, speaks with a southern accent, drags at a smoke constantly, dresses badly, has a large boil on his neck. Nothing to go on. That Erik Veland guy has good recall, Johnny.
Jake's sending out a wanted call. All personnel.
Get him to add a name to the description, will you, Johnny? Curtis Martin. Add that he's aged about 45. Was last seen in New York.
Hey.
I've been doing some checking, too, Johnny. The old guy that got blown to pieces in Central Park. Ex-colonel. Army. Staff.
Yeah, I know that.
One of the two men that got blown up in the cab, Lewis Murphy, started as a cabbie 4 months back. Before that, military police.
So, Lee?
So, the Army tells me that Colonel Henry T. Carter presided over a military trial last September. Evidence was given by a Lewis Murphy. Afterwards, the Colonel retired. Murphy bought himself out, got a cab, set up business.
And the guy on trial?
Curtis Martin from Georgia. Theft. A year in prison. Released a month ago. With hatred in his heart.
And he ties up with the description?
Exactly. Martin's our man, Johnny.
Better put the smoke out. Don't want no slipping now. Hey, okay. That's the bell insulated from the clock. A positive wire running from the battery through to the detonator. Yes. Negative to the alarm hammer. Again from the bell to the detonator. Okay. Circuit set up. Let me wrap the jet and I close it. Round the detonator. Hey, easy, man, easy. Okay, now we set the alarm. No, wait a minute. Let me slip the piece of rubber between the alarm hammer and the bell. I don't want to go up and smoke. No, sir. That's reserved for old Harry who squealed on me. Okay, now it can't trigger itself out. So we set the alarm for 3 hours' time, just so I can get to his apartment. Leave the bomb there and...
Tell it to me again.
No,
fast.
No,
I don't want no trouble, but I heard you guys looking for this guy. So I seen him, see? Now, you can get him in a block called Martin's. He's got an apartment there, number 21. It's in Fifth Avenue, right near the park, see?
Is he there now?
I don't know, but you can get him there, and that's all I'm telling you.
Hello? Hello? Johnny, get the car. We're moving in.
So we set off. Have I got my smokes? Here. Hey, wait a minute. Coming in down the stairs, eh? Couple of guys. Cops. They look it. What I do with this baby? She said to go in 3.5 hours. No, if it's the cops, okay. So we made that. They don't take me with them. I'll give them a bargain. Okay, reset the alarm. Yeah. 5 minutes from now. Take out the rubber insulation between the hammer and the bell. And we close up again. Where'd I put it? Okay, in the cupboard here. Come in.
Curtis Martin?
Yeah. What do you want?
FBI. Curtis Martin, I'm taking you in for the murder of Henry T. Carter and Lewis Murphy. He'll be handed over to the homicide and prosecuted.
You think so? No, you guys. I'm walking right out of here. Now, you see, I got one of them things ticking away. It's due to go off in 4 minutes exactly. You let me go, or I'll tell you where it is, how to stop it. And you don't? Well, I guess we all go up and smoke. Me? I don't care. But you? You've got only a couple of minutes to make up your mind.
Something? Where's the bomb? We've only got a minute to go. Let's get out of here.
You can't, Johnny. Think of the people in this block if that thing goes off.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep him covered.
Yeah, you're right.
Where was he standing when we came in?
At the cupboard there.
Open it.
Here it is.
Bring it over.
Neely, I'll let him. He made it. We've only got 45 seconds.
Easy, Johnny. Keep him covered.
You guys let me go. I'll switch the darn thing off.
No, you don't.
Quit shouting. Okay. This is the Gelignite. This is the battery. Here, the clock. The wires running from the battery to the detonator. Up again to the alarm bell. The other wire to the alarm hammer. When they connect, the circuit springs.
Lee, you've got 10 seconds.
Don't get yourself in a knot, Johnny. Okay, so
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wire broken.
Oh, Lee, you enjoyed doing that.
No, Johnny. I value my life as much as you do. I couldn't give the bomb back to Martin here. He may just have triggered it off. Now, Johnny, take it. Now, be careful. Gelignite can go off for no reason at all.
Okay.
Okay, Martin. Who was due to die next?
The guy that squealed on me.
Uh-huh. on the Jellic night?
Easy. Army supplies.
Johnny, get him out of here. By the way, the next time an electric circuit joins up, you'll be part of it. In the chair.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry Van Vake.